Just one quick halakha that's brought down in the Mishnah Berura in Siman Kuf Yud. The Mishnah Berura is in Seif Katan Yud Zayin. There he's talking about the protocol of when a person is departing from his friend. Now, of course, it's customary to tell him words of salutation or give him a blessing before they depart. Now, again, if you're talking in English, so you tell him, have a good trip, enjoy. If you tell him in Arabic, you tell him, Alamah, God should be with you. But the question is, if you're using Hebrew terminology, what's the proper protocol to tell a person before he goes, before you depart from him? So Mishnah Berura writes, Haniftar mechavero, al yomar lo lech beshalom, el alech leshalom. Which means, if you're talking Lashon HaKodesh, you should tell the person, lech leshalom. You should go to peace. That means the destination that you're going to go to, you should find over there peace, you should find good things. However, you should not tell him lech beshalom, because that's the terminology that they use when they, God forbid, talking to somebody that's deceased. For example, the hakamim at the funeral, in front of the coffin, they tell the deceased lech beshalom, go with peace, which means go with the completion that you accomplished in this world with all your good deeds, beshalom, with them. But somebody that's alive, you don't want to say go with, because then you're implying chas v'shalom, not a good thing. So you say, no, lech leshalom. Go to a place where there will be peace, meaning go to continue your completion in this world. In any event, the halakha does codify it. It's proper. Now, if somebody was told the wrong words, God doesn't know. Guy tells his friend that, lech b'shalom. You shouldn't get all nervous from this. The rabbis tell us it shouldn't bother you. You shouldn't take these things where, because it was said that it's a bad omen and it's going to bring bad luck. Like the rabbis tell us, those people that are not worried about these superstitions, the superstitions will not bother them. That being said, but halakha says you should tell them the proper way, not to go against what the rabbis told us in the Gemara. Based on this, we can understand a pasuk in the Torah. When the brothers of Yosef were not getting along with him, so the pasuk writes, "Velo yachilu echad dabero leshalom," that the brothers were not able to tell Yosef leshalom, which means they did not treat him in the proper brother anymore. And when you have a friend, you tell him lech leshalom. Velo yachilu echad dabero leshalom. They cannot say leshalom. They wanted to tell him bishalom, because the relationship was strained.